Beloved, Christ is in our midst. On this Sunday of the second Sunday of the reading from St. Matthew's Gospel, we have heard Jesus call his first disciples, the first of his 12 apostles. For there were many more than just the 12. There were, we count, the 70 disciples and other disciples beside them. Jesus was followed by many. But his closest chosen few were the 12. And today he calls them from their business of catching fish. And I think, suppose we were at our workplace and someone said, drop what you're doing and follow me. And we just got up and walked out. Our employer, our families would think we had joined a cult or something. That here someone comes when we're doing our job and says, drop it, come with me. And we drop it and go. But this is what the apostles did. They were fishermen in business. Peter and Andrew, his brother, were in business with Zebedee, the father of James and John. They were busy mending their nets. Now, admittedly, that probably was a good reason to get up and go, because mending nets must be a long and tedious job. But they got up and left. They left their father, it says. And Peter and Andrew dropped what they were doing and followed him around Galilee, where he healed the sick and taught and worked many wonders. And beloved, this tells us something of who Messiah Jesus is. How even as God veiled in our flesh, for he took on our flesh, so his divinity was not fully visible. Certainly at the transfiguration, it became visible. But even so, his divinity, who he was, came out of him. Such that when he said something to these men, follow me, that they would drop everything to do it. That how Jesus is, that he was irresistible, that people wanted more and more of him. They desired him, they followed him. They followed him out in deserted wilderness. We were heard 5,000 had to be fed because there was no food. They didn't care. They followed him. They wanted to see his face. They wanted to hear his words. And not even hunger and thirst was going to keep them from following Christ. Not even a fishing business was going to keep Peter and Andrew, James and John from following Jesus. So much did they desire him, but the desire for him comes ultimately from Christ. It really is, if we know God, no wonder that he comes to us, because he himself says that he comes as physician to the sick, to us, to sinners. He comes to find what was lost, us. He is as the woman who has the 10 gold coins and loses one and turns the house inside out to find that one lost coin. The shepherd who has 100 sheep, and where a modern business would say, well, that's the kind of loss you expect. Wolves, they get lost. You're going to lose one. The good shepherd leaves the 99 aside and he goes to find that one sheep, and bring it back on his shoulders to his flock. That is what Jesus comes to do. He comes to take us, to bring us to him. And the sinners who encounter him, they find him irresistible. The Samaritan woman at the well, married 5 times, living with a man who wasn't her husband. She couldn't stop talking with him. She couldn't stop engaging in conversation. She had to go back to the people of the town to tell them everything. She found Jesus so magnetic. You think like a moth to a light. You put on your porch light at night, all the moths and bugs come around it. Jesus is the light of the world, and his light naturally attracts us. Yes, we can go off in search of other little lights, the little things of this world that pass away, but we won't find anything in fulfillment in them. They won't satisfy us at the deepest portion of our heart, the entrance that God made for himself in us, the gateway to our heart, so that he could come and take up his abode within us. Beloved, let us keep this in mind about our Lord Jesus as we come here today and every Sunday to worship him and to receive him in his body and blood, to receive the Holy Spirit who descends not only upon the gifts on the altar, but descends again upon us and brings us to the Father in heaven, that we should be mindful that we are drawn to him, to the light, the irresistible light, the light which darkness cannot overcome. And if we find ourselves straying to follow some other smaller passing light, turn our direction back to Christ, the light, like Peter, like Andrew, like James and John, who were willing to leave everything go in order to follow the one true light of the world, who comes into the world to enlighten all of us and to carry us with himself from here to heaven.